This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
That's right, my friends, and I'm back from the evil coast. I'm back from California, and a bunch of different things I was there doing that I'll tell you about today, tonight, this morning, depending on what time you listen to the broadcast. I went out to California last Friday and flew back in yesterday evening. I want to thank Michael Corbin for sitting in on the show and all the great guests that came on, and of course my producer. We're going to talk about what's happening with the dollar right now. The Russians are now saying they're going to go ahead and they're considering selling oil and only accepting euros. That could be one of the last nails in the coffin, and we'll talk about what that'll do to our economy. Yes, I've got comments about Arnold Schwarzenegger. I was right there in L.A. witnessing him, tracking him, and watching the media and talking to locals on the street and getting their take on the situation. Today, October 9th, 2003, the new colored 20s come out. The pink 20s are coming out. We'll talk about how that ties into the dollar plunging right on time. This is a long-term plan. Israel's minister calls for incinerating Damascus and Beirut. So they want to incinerate areas of Syria and Lebanon. We'll cover that escalation, and now the White House is saying they back sanctions and military aid to Israel to go ahead and start a war there. I guess that'll get the approval ratings back up from the low 40s. Just a lot of key news and info, and we have a guest coming on who's with the company pushing these cameras in the schools, watching everything the children do. That's in the second hour. We're going to have wide-open phones today. I'm going to take a lot of calls in this first hour. Your chance to respond to the economy, your chance to respond to all the draconian legislation coming through Congress and the state levels, your chance to respond to the master plan for Schwarzenegger. And now they're talking about president. They've got bills in there to get rid of the 22nd Amendment so he can be president. Also, there are more bills being filed by Republicans and Democrats. A national draft is being brought forward and being sold to the American people. Right now, we're entering the New World Order. They're passing different laws where they say 51% of the public is driving while tired, and you're going to be charged with attempted homicide or homicide. If they decide you're sleepy, they've got a retina scanner. They point at your retina on the side of the road. If your eye is vibrating at a certain level, they consider that to be the fact that you're tired, and you'll be charged with attempted murder. This is the new America, folks. You're all going to be prisoners. You're all going to be criminals. They're making laws for all of you. You do anything wrong once, or they even think you did something wrong once, it's prison for you. We've gone from 1.3 million in prison just 5 years ago to over 7.5 million in the system. And the news is now saying we're going to have 30 million by the end of this decade. They were saying 30 million by the end of the next decade. Now they're saying 30 million by the end of this decade. 30 million. That's you, folks. How do we stop this? We take control of our local governments, our state governments, and as the globalists put the screws to us, economically, spiritually, financially, environmentally, psychologically, as they put the screws to us, people have to know where the pain's coming from, that it's by design, that it was put down, laid down as a plan by the New World Order. And that ties into Arnold and others. So big, big show. I am fired up to do this broadcast for 3 days, well, really 4 days, because I do a Saturday show, too, I didn't do. After 4 days of not doing any radio, well, I did a few interviews while I was out of town. I called in a few times to my own show, but I am really fired up and got a lot of key info and a lot of really important news we'll cover today. The websites are prisonplanet.com, infowars.com, infowars.net. And please go to the sites, look at the great news we post every day, and get some of the great videos and books we have to offer and support what we're doing so we can continue to do what we do, bringing you this information and bringing you better information and put out more films and more books. It's really up to you to support us, and we need the support. Thought I'd add that as well, and you know I don't normally ask for that. We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen, after this quick break and launch into the economy, the brewing war in the Middle East, Arnold, and a lot more, and take your calls. Toll-free number to join us on air, 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. We'll be right back, so please stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster as a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Oh my God! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-7094 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Fiorasset, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're now 8 minutes and 30 seconds precisely into this first hour of global transmission against tyranny. I'm Alex Jones, back from the left coast. I flew into California, Northern California, into Sacramento Friday night with my friend Kevin. And I was going to get an award just north of San Francisco, the Project Censored Award. It was live on Free Speech TV. But before I was to get that award Saturday night, I wanted to try to go back to Bohemian Grove, which is just west of Sacramento and north of San Francisco. And so we went back to Bohemian Grove and had, well, let's just say, a very interesting adventure. We're lucky that we got out of there. I'll tell you about that. And then it was amazing at the award ceremony for Sonoma State University, carried live by Free Speech TV and by the two local radio stations, and, of course, by local TV stations, but it was on national cable. And I gave a speech, and it got the biggest standing ovation. Cynthia McKinney was there, a bunch of other folks. I'm not bragging. It's just I said the government's going to carry out more terror, the military-industrial complex, and I talked about the Patriot Act, and it was just, it was standing ovation. People really were waking up there. I had liberals walking up to me afterwards saying, you're right, we all need to buy guns. The Second Amendment is good. I was there deprogramming the left en masse. Then the trip got, well, frankly, depressing. I mean, to be in view of Arnold Schwarzenegger stomping about Los Angeles with giant throngs of security around him, arresting protesters en masse. I then went to Gary Busey's house because he's a listener of the show and spent 8.5 hours. I had an 8.5 hours of basically a private performance from Gary Busey, who's a really smart guy, but let's just say interesting to say the least. Then my friend Kevin knows Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan's a fan of the show, though I don't agree with a lot of the things he believes. And we hung out with Joe Rogan, and it was just, the city is incredibly decadent, into Los Angeles and then into Malibu, and we were in Beverly Hills. I was there, of course, being pitched to remake Road to Tyranny for global transmission, and it looks like that'll probably happen. But I couldn't wait to get back to Texas. And as soon as I saw Texas, as soon as they told us we were entering Texas, and then I saw my beloved Austin out of the portal there on the aircraft, it was just so good to get out of California. Let me tell you, California deserves Arnold Schwarzenegger, and I hope you enjoy him. And I hope when he's president, you all enjoy him as well. But I'll get into more detail of what happened, I don't know, probably in the middle of the next hour or something. I will tell the story of the ridiculous annex and bizarreness that I witnessed on this trip. But let me tell you, 4 or 5 days there was long enough for me, and I am glad to be home. You know, I've confronted George Bush, I've confronted Al Gore, I've confronted Janet Reno, I've confronted General Barry McCaffrey, I've confronted the drug czar, or the environment land grab czar, Carol Browner. I've confronted a bunch of other people, the head BATF guy at Waco, one of the head FBI guys at Waco. I know how to confront people. I snuck into Bohemian Grove. But there were people all over the place trying to confront Arnold. There were giant signs up all over L.A. and California that said, Octoon Arnold. I mean, in fact, last week before I left, we saw the image on the net and posted it on Infowars.com, where it really encapsulates the evil of this guy. But I was, just because I just happened to be there for business and for getting the award and to, you know, revisit the Bohemian Grove, I thought, well, maybe I'll try to go out and confront Arnold face-to-face. Everybody was doing it. You could be on a city street and say something mean to him, and security guards would tackle you, and you'd be drug off to a paddy wagon. I mean, it's not a free country, folks. There was no point of confronting him. Everyone was trying to do it. I would go watch what actually happened on the street, then turn on the national news, see the same scene, but cameras up close, with none of the confrontations of Arnold on the news. So when I saw that, you know, it's, if a tree falls in the forest and nobody hears it fall, did it make a sound? I could have jumped through the crowd and gotten Arnold's face, or, you know, pied him or something, and that might have gotten on the news, but none of the substance of what I had to say. This was manufactured from beginning to end. And of course, on the plane back, I read about half of the Los Angeles Times, who everybody's claiming is attacking Arnold and his left wing. I mean, how does the left wing attack the left wing? There was one good article in there that, and I actually know a little bit of German, and I looked it up when I got home last night. It's true. Do you know what it's called in Austria or Germany to be a regional governor? It's called Gruppenführer. So it said, the article yesterday said, Gruppenführer wins. And then it went on to describe, well, we don't mean he's a groper. No, that's what it's called in Germany, is Gruppenführer. It talked about how the German newscast and Austrian newscast were calling him the Gruppenführer. But that was the only comical thing in there. And, of course, that article said, oh, we're actually for Arnold. We're glad he won. He'll be wonderful. We need fiscal conservatism. Of course, Arnold says that he's not going to reverse the car tax. He's not going to reverse any of the other taxes. They're talking about more taxes. Wait a minute, I thought everybody's mad at Gray Davis because of all the taxes. And he's not going to reverse. Arnold's not going to reverse. The articles actually admitted people were most mad. You hear this in California, not on the national news. They were most mad about the 10 million illegal aliens that cost the state about $25 billion a year to $30 billion a year, who get more tuition, more health care, more welfare than citizens. And it said that they were mad at Davis for handing out driver's license to illegals with no identification, creating millions of false identities to get welfare, you name it. They catch illegals all the time with 6, 7, 8, in some cases 12 different forms of ID, 12 different aliases and identities, and they're all on welfare. No wonder the state's bankrupt. But Arnold says he won't reverse that. He's for that, and he's for gun control, wants to ban calibers 40 cal and up. And so this is what you get. I mean, it's amazing. And, you know, I was saying to myself, oh, well, they could steal the election out there and put Arnold in, because Diebold got caught in the 2002 election manipulating touchscreen votes, and that's been in the news. That's the big company out there. And the Ninth Circuit Socialist Court said, oh, we can have the election. It's just got to be more Diebold because it's so good and has such a great record of who voted, which, of course, isn't true. What do you accept out of the Ninth Circuit? Problem, reaction, solution. We got a problem with the voting machines. Oh, we got to have more touch screens. That's the answer. We're taking you from bad to worse. There's so many facets to this. Maybe you want to chime in on them. I mean, I don't want to talk about Arnold anymore after today. We've talked about it, frankly, too much. It's a diversion in whole, but if you look at the whole spectacle, it's very educational, very informative, all the scandals that surround this and how there's this double standard. You can be a man who says he hates blacks in front of thousands of people, using the N-word, he loves Hitler, he stands by Nazis into the 1990s, and then he wins the Simon Wiesenthal Award in 1997. But, you know, I was thinking, well, he'll probably win because they'll steal the election. It doesn't matter. But talking to people in Northern California, talking to folks in Southern California, seeing the Arnold stickers all over cars, I think he legitimately won. No need to fix the election when you fix it in psychological warfare spectrum. I mean, out there, it was all on the so-called liberal media, how evil Gray Davis is, how bad Gray Davis is, how he's messed up the economy, why it's his fault that the energy bills were so high, and how he did everything. And yes, he was involved in it. What do you think a governor is but a puppet? So they give you another puppet and suddenly say how great he is, and then the people won't care if they're losing their jobs because, oh, at least we got Gray Davis's head on a silver platter. And the IMF World Bank plans said that. In Argentina and Poland and Japan and other places, they go in and they say, look, we bring in our economic system, we implode the economy, we consolidate the wealth, we get everybody under our control, we consolidate our power, and then we just put in different prime ministers and presidents and make the people think changes are being made, whereas our policies continue. So that's all Arnold is a spectacle. I mean, I watched Arnold on the news, and I heard him on the radio saying Gray Davis ripped everybody off on energy and taxes, and he did this to you. He messed up your economy, and I'm going to change all this. I'm an outsider. Folks, Arnold met at the Beverly Hills Hotel with Michael Milken and Ken Lay and all of them last year and the year before, trying to stop the corruption from being ended, trying to keep the gravy train, the Enron scam. They tried to jack up the prices, tripling and quadrupling for absolutely no reason other than to keep Enron propped up. And it came out that there was plenty of energy. They just turned the power off to create the perceived view that there was a scarcity in power, artificial scarcity. And that's why you're seeing worldwide blackouts. It's not an Al-Qaeda attack, like some people are saying. These are governments, as I predicted, turning the power off. I said 2 years ago, 3 years ago, I said they're going to start turning the power off everywhere, training you to accept higher prices. It's artificial scarcity. There's more oil than ever. They got all the leftists, the so-called conspiracy leftists out there going, oh, there's really no oil. Peak oil production's over. We're going to have to pay more for oil now. You find out who's financing these studies. It's the oil companies. They're going to jack up your oil prices and tell you because there's no oil. And I have to hear people, you know, all over so-called alternative media telling this story when it's a fraud. They got oil coming out our ears. We've got enough oil to run this country at current production for 100 years in Alaska in one oil field. There's oil bubbling up out of the ground in Texas, Oklahoma, Florida, California. There's oil rigs all over Los Angeles. They've got thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of oil rigs capped in Texas alone. They got natural gas all over the place. But again, everybody wanted their little spectacle. They wanted to worship their little Arnold. How good he is, how he's an outsider. What a sick joke. He's a salesman selling you the New World Order. And he's going right to the top of this cess heap. Be right back with more news and your calls.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is Donald from thegoldenanswer.com. Everyone knows that they need to own gold and silver. You see the headlines every day. It's the only safe haven in these turbulent times. Many of you want to acquire gold, but you can't afford it. Thegoldenanswer.com is a private club, and our members acquire gold at 40 cents on the dollar. That's right, just 40 cents on the dollar. Our layaway leverage plan will help you stockpile real wealth. Now, obviously, there's a catch, but we believe in you. We believe in your desire to be secure. We believe in your desire to be free. Our plan is simple. Only our club members can open a layaway contract by putting down a 40% deposit. The balance is paid off by getting five other people into the club and to open a contract. We are the answer, the golden answer to securing your future in gold and silver bullion at 40 cents on the dollar. For more information, visit us at thegoldenanswer.com or give us a call at 1-800-710-1090. That's 1-800-710-1090.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends, already into the third segment of this global transmission. It is the 9th of October, 2003. I'm Alex Jones. The pink money comes out today. The pinko money, the pinko 20s comes out. I'll be telling you what that's all about. Also coming up, in fact, right now, then I'll go to your calls, Israeli Prime Minister, or Israeli Minister, calls for incinerating Damascus and Beirut. You may not have heard about this if you're in Colorado, but it's on the global news wires. This is out of the Australian worldwide section. NATO, that's the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, the foreign troops, NATO chiefs in secret weapons of mass destruction exercise in Colorado. I remember 2 weeks ago there was the BBC article about northern Scotland and rural areas, foreign Eastern Bloc troops. It turns out there were troops from several different areas of the Eastern Bloc running around, pulling families out of their cars, arresting them, and then the government apologized and said, oh, it was just an accident. Yeah, it's an accident when it happened in Central Texas. It's an accident when it happens in Northern California. It's an accident when it happens in Maryland. It's an accident when they're with the Delta Force in Kingsville, Texas. It's just always an accident, isn't it? Always the same story. The NATO aircraft in the skies, the F-16s, the AWACS, the deal signed with Mexico and Canada in 2001 to, quote, bring in foreign troops for, quote, dealing with American terrorists and for peacekeeping. The unthinkable, the unbelievable, the Red Dawn in slow motion is taking place. NATO defense chiefs took part in an unusual, it's not unusual, secret exercise in Colorado yesterday to test the alliance's military responses in a fictional, fast-moving crisis involving terrorists and weapons of mass destruction, officials said. Now, you see, NORTHCOM is based in Colorado, and as the public documents show, NATO, the private corporation, the treaty organization, sits atop, always run by a British lord, occasionally a U.S. general, but generally a U.S. lord, a British lord, sitting atop that, manipulating and controlling it. Held under tight security at Shriver Air Force Base, the exercise was devised to stimulate discussions among alliance defense ministers on a soon-to-be-fielded NATO response force capable of intervening in crises far beyond Europe, the official said. The NATO leaders will consider the capabilities needed to confront the threat of terrorists and weapons of mass destruction, said Brian Whitman, a Pentagon spokesman. The scenario for the exercise, which was devised by the meeting of U.S. host, was set in a fictional country in 2007, not coincidentally the year after the new NATO force is scheduled to be fully operational, he said. Other details of the scenario remain classified to encourage an open discussion among the ministers and their chiefs of defense. The session was not recorded, according to U.S. sources. Yeah, can't have the media in its secret with the foreign troop leaders meeting. Well, I've been to the training ops. The role players scream, I'm an American, I have rights. No, no, please, not the cap. No, 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 ah! It's Police State 2000, Police State to the takeover. You might want to get those videos. I don't know if you want that type of proof to warn people and to have generals going, you're the troops of the New World Order, with the Czech Republic troops and others. With our troops training, with role players saying, I'm an American, no, this is America. You can't have my guns. No, no. But here it is, and we'll read more of that later. It's kind of interesting. But a couple weeks ago in Scotland, troops from several countries, including Ukraine, Czech Republic. First it was Ukraine, and we found out Czech troops were there as usual. A lot of times over here it's Czech Republic, Ukrainian, Dutch, German, British, Australian, Israeli. I mean, come on, folks. Come on. Trench. Come on, folks. This isn't freedom. Then we have this little article here. Israeli minister calls for incinerating Damascus and Beirut, and they got the nukes to do it. Jerusalem. IAP News, an Israeli cabinet minister, said Wednesday that Israel should carry out devastating air strikes against Syria and Lebanon if Palestinian resistance groups continue to fight Israel's colonialist occupation. The minister, Avigdor Lieberman, said Israel should incinerate Beirut and Damascus in retaliation for resistance attacks in the West Bank. We should take advantage of our military superiority and visit Syria and Lebanon with destruction for the support of Hamas and Islamic Jihad. Lieberman had called for bombing several Arab Islamic capitals, including Tehran. That's Iran, folks. And the Aswan Adam in Egypt. The current Israeli government includes some of the most extremist figures who openly advocate ethnic cleansing of Palestinians from their homeland. Well, yeah, with race-specific bioweapons. Well, I don't want to be anti-Israel, so I think it's completely reasonable to release ethnic weapons to kill all Arabs. Of course, I'm being sarcastic, but I mean, this is how sick things have gotten. And by the way, the PNAC documents say they want to use them on, well, the brown people. That's what Dick Cheney says. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
You are sick because you allow yourself to remain sick. And you remain sick because you don't provide your body with the enzymes and other nutrients that only come from raw food. You haven't alkalized your body. In fact, you continue to acidify it with a primarily cooked food diet. You still use either meat, fish, eggs, and/or dairy products for your protein instead of spirulina and chlorella, the two most complete protein superfoods known. Finally, you don't consume ionized water. Normal tap water that is transformed into a powerful antioxidant that is very alkaline, balancing your body pH as it brings you to homeostasis. It's also very hydrating and, more importantly, extremely detoxifying. Good health is achievable when you tune into Achieving Great Health. If you want to learn more on how to naturally rid the body of any disease, listen to Achieving Great Health with Bob McCauley. Weekday mornings at 9 a.m. Central. Call 1-888-826-4448 to learn more. That's 1-888-826-4448 or visit Bob on the internet at www.watershed.net.
Oh my God! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-709 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Theoricet, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
All right, folks, Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, and then back from 9 to midnight, I do this show live. And we simulcast on the AM and FM dial a growing list of wonderful, wonderful affiliates who I thank from the bottom of my heart for allowing us to reach out and educate millions of people and unlock their minds. We simulcast on the Internet at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and Global Shortwave, which I pay for as a service myself, during the day from 11 to 2 and back from 9 to midnight to educate people worldwide, to wake folks up worldwide in this resistance against global enslavement. During the day at 12.172 and 9320, that's 12.172 and 9320, and at night at 5.085 and 6890. Before I go to Tawny and Marie and Wyatt and Jeff and others, before I get back into the new colored money, the plunging dollar, my trip to California, what I witnessed there at the Bohemian Grove, then at my award ceremony, my interviews with Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney, my attempted confrontation with Arnold Schwarzenegger, my 8.5-hour discussion with Gary Busey, my discussion with Joe Rogan, just the abject evil I saw everywhere around me in Los Angeles, I'll tell that, I guess, at about the bottom of the next hour, because we got a guest coming on for about 15 minutes in the next hour who loves cameras and all the classrooms and is involved in getting that done. And in a few minutes here, we're about to go to all these callers that are patiently holding. But before I go any further, look, the time to play games is over, folks. We have to circumvent and circumnavigate the mainstream media, okay? Need to understand this. We need to circumvent and circumnavigate the mainstream media. I mean, how many of you know, well, you don't know, that that my films, without me even knowing, have been pitched to the biggest networks? How many of you know that major global broadcast units want to air my films and have been told by people at the highest levels of government no? Well, you didn't know that till just now, did you? That's what I was there in California discovering as an eyewitness, meeting with people I'm not going to name, folks, who know the government carried out September 11th. They're all scared to death. I mean, let's just say I was meeting with former LA DAs, folks. Let's just say I was meeting with former members of Congress and members of Congress. Let's just say that people know, okay, and believe that my analysis is the best. And let's just say that the New World Order has a big, giant blacklist with my name at the top of it. But there's ways to get around that, and we're going to do it. But you need to understand that my videos are powerful, that they've gotten attention at the White House and at the BBC and at the highest levels of government in Germany. I didn't know until face-to-face with Congresswoman McKinney that it was Road to Tyranny that made her make those comments. Yes, she admitted it on tape. She ran up and hugged me and said, Alex Jones, shouldn't be coming on the show, by the way, Alex Jones, I saw your video a year and a half ago. That's why I went public, and I wouldn't have had it any other way, despite the fact she was targeted, that she was tarred and feathered and drugged through the town square and basically lynched for simply saying there should be an investigation. Our own party, by the way. She wasn't the only former congressperson I talked to. It was amazing. And we revisited the Grove and a lot more, but I'm going to get into that story later. The point here is that you need to get 911, the Road to Tyranny. You need to get Masters of Terror. You need to get Police State 3 Total Enslavement. You need to buy boxes of Order Out of Chaos, Watson's new book. Number one, because I can't continue to make films and fly around and try to get deals made unless you do it, unless you support us. I'm not like all these other shows. I don't sit here and talk about how great I am and beg you all day. I do the real deal, folks. I've turned down the sellouts. I've stood up. I've taken the death threats and kept on striding and kept on walking against the establishment, putting my life, my treasure, my family, my everything on the line, folks. We need your support. I want all of you, even if you ordered the videos, to order the ones you haven't gotten, or order second copies and give them as gifts this holiday season, this Christmas. Give them as birthday presents. Give them to the local police chief, the sheriff, the county commissioner. I believe because of the films we made, and because of films others made, but I think we're right there, you know, in this punch we threw, a lot of the power was because of you, the listeners, of this show and the films I made. Together, we hit the New World Order between the eyes hard, and then hit them with a left hook hard. And when they fell down, yeah, we kicked them while they were down. They're back up, they're regrouping, but they're in a lot of trouble. We got to keep pounding them, folks, in the info war. This is too deadly an enemy. No quarter will be given in the info war, and it will go physical if we don't stop things now, if we don't back the globalist off. So I want every single one of you to get my videos. I want you to get my book. I want you to get Watson's book. I want you to get my videos. I want you to make copies of them for nonprofit, not for sale purposes, and I want you to get them out to everyone in your area. Do not wait. Do not hesitate anymore. These are powerful films that are changing people's minds, that are deprogramming the public. Go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free to order 1-888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Again, that's 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. We have got to up the ante. We've got to get more of the films out to more people. You know, I was told and later confirmed that the Dixie Chicks made their comments here in Texas because they saw the films. We know the man that gave them to them. I later talked to their manager, found out it was true. I later found it was Cynthia McKinney made her comments because of Road to Tyranny. She told me this face-to-face in front of a crowd, on tape. I found out, I mean, that's just what we're doing in our own little corner of the world, folks. It's amazing. So help us. Keep spreading the word. We are having an effect. We are standing up to the New World Order. We're in this fight. No matter how much glitz and propaganda they pump out, the people are waking up to the bigger picture. They're accepting the horrible reality of government-sponsored terror. By accepting it, they're accepting the horror of it, that it is happening, that it's going to happen again unless we get involved. We're making it through the cognitive dissonance. So again, 888-253-3139 or 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. All right, Tawny in Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hello.
I am filled with emotion right now, and so I'm going to try to spit out what I have to. I used to think that you were way over the line, and you were just, like, insane, and now I understand why. Because we just received word Monday that my stepson was killed there. And he was blown to bits, and all I can think of is, why wasn't Bush's daughter there? Why? How can they send our children there when they don't put anything on the line? I understand your anger, and I am through listening to namsy-pamsy broadcasters who want to make fun of what's going on, because it's not funny. I am so angry, I don't know what to do. It's not immobilizing. I want to do something. I have to channel this, and you are there, and you're trying to put a bomb under people to get them into action. Well, let them hear they're putting bombs under our children.
Well, Tawny, I didn't. You've been holding for 30 minutes. I had no idea that you'd been through this. You're well, now, listen, folks need to pray for you and your husband. You say your stepson was...
Yes, he's... If you want to talk to my husband and find out how he feels, he's right here.
Okay, well, okay. Would you like us to talk to your husband?
Yes.
Okay, what's his name?
Tim.
Tim? Tim, are you there?
Afternoon.
How you doing, sir? You lost your son in Iraq or Afghanistan?
Iraq.
Can you speak up for me, sir?
He was killed in Iraq.
Maybe Mark can boost your audio to me. Maybe it's on my end. What exactly, when did this occur? How did this happen, sir?
The story that I got was that they said he was in a Jeep, and I was of the impression that there were no more Jeeps. I kind of thought that he might have been in a Humvee, but anyway, he was driving down a road, and I don't know if if it was, you know, your standard landmine, vehicle mine or whatever, but he drove over some mine or some bomb, and, you know, it went off, and he didn't die straight away, died today.
You say he died yesterday?
Tuesday.
Tuesday. I'm sorry, your audio's a little low.
Yes, I understand.
Now, your wife was saying that she thought I was crazy. What, were you a listener, and she didn't really believe all this, or?
No, we've listened to your program off and on for a number of years. We actually started listening before Y2K on shortwave.
Now, that Y2K was the pretext to put in the command bunkers for FEMA, which they've now done. That was their pretext. Now, Yeah, this is life or death. I mean, they're saying 33 million of us, 30 million plus, are going to end up in prison by the end of the decade. They're making laws to snare all of us. They're putting cancer viruses and chemicals in the vaccines that hurt us. They're putting poison in the water. They're genetically engineering our food. And that's the point, is that this evil is going to touch us all. The evil is growing geometrically, and that's why I'm so desperate to fight it. And I'm sad. It hurts my heart for what happened to you, because if it doesn't hurt my heart, something's wrong with me. What happens to our neighbors and our friends and people in the world should concern all of us, because we're all interconnected, and people have forgotten that in this yuppie junior high mentality, glitzy Madison Avenue advertisement system where things aren't real.
Well, I want you to understand something, and I don't know exactly how much of a listenership you have. From what I understand, it's quite something. But
it's several million people every week tune in.
Well, I happen to be a former Marine. I was, as a matter of fact, when I got out in December of 81, I was a lieutenant in the Marine Corps, and I still hold to the oath that I took when I became an officer in the Marine Corps, and that's to support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And I really think that a lot of people need to wake up, and that they need to understand that the enemies aren't foreign anymore. They are domestic.
Well, that's it. A alien foreign force of foreign money and control has seized control of our government at the federal, state, and local level. It is attempting to use terror to, quote, mobilize us with a national draft, a compulsory service, literal ditch digging here domestically, troops in the factories, foreign troops on the ground, to totally enslave us and use what's left of America as the energy supply in a parasitic fashion to empower the New World Order. Then America will take the blame for the imperialism and the tyranny. America will be destroyed, broken up, turned into a third world vassal of the Pan-American Union, and rolled into the supranational EU and the one world government.
Well, I know a lot of people, and I know a lot of veterans, and I know that it's not going to be as easy as what they may think. There are a lot of people that are just waiting. They're waiting for the right time, and I think one thing they're waiting for is they're waiting for a leader to galvanize them, because you know there's a lot of groups in this country that that are really discounted.
Well, let me just say this to you. You say folks are waiting. People are upset. Listen, we have this image through Hollywood and the culture that a strong man's got to save us, an Arnold Schwarzenegger, a superhero, a Beowulf. It's archetypal manipulation of a subconscious image of the tribal chieftain. And I'm telling you, sir, they use that, they manipulate that, they can control the pyramidal tip, the top of the pyramidal system. It's up to you to be a leader in your area, a force multiplier, to go out and wake others up, and you can't expect yourself to fix the whole world and to, you know, slay Grendel, but, you know, to slay the dragon all by yourself while the townspeople hide and cower in fear.
Oh,
it's all of us, all of us, like a bunch of ants swarming over the dragon and stinging it to death. And so I just say, come out of your holes, ants, let's march. Nothing can stop us. We have the power. We have the focus. We have the information. And if there's millions of heads, they can't cut them all off, sir. So you're a leader, and I know a lot of people are waiting for a leader, but that leader is not going to come, folks. It's going to have to be at the grassroots level, all of you being leaders. You want to find a leader? Look in the mirror. And this is about more than self-preservation. This is about preservation of civilization, of decency, of the family, of God's plan. We have a scientifically crafted wrecking machine tearing and rending our society apart, and it's called the New World Order. And
yes,
it seeks to make us weak and stupid and dependent and backstabbing so we're more easily controlled. Anything else you'd like? Tony, I'm so sorry to hear. I'm so sad to hear that your stepson died. And what type of treatment have you gotten? I mean, how has the Pentagon treated you?
Well, for one thing, they don't even know I exist because I haven't had any contact with my son since he was one.
So he's from a previous marriage?
Yes.
Have you talked to your former wife and heard what's going on?
No. No, my son had a sister, my daughter, and I've talked to her briefly, but I don't know when his body is going to be transported back to the state.
All right, well, do me a favor. Call me back with more information once it develops, and thank you for you and your wife calling in and sharing this with us, sir. Take care, Tony and Tim. We'll come back and talk to Marie and Wyatt and Jeff and others and get into some other important news, but that's the reality of the New World Order. His son, her stepson, dead in Iraq. That's the reality of the New World Order. And for what? Dead for what? We'll be right back.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as leads, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
This is Joyce Riley, and most of you know I've searched for over 5 years to find something to help the vets. Well, I've found something that will help everybody. Miracle-2 soap, neutralizer, gel, and skin moisturizer have prompted testimonies from people all over the country. Around the house, it's gentle enough to wash your hair, strong enough for your toughest jobs. In the garden, it controls pests and can increase your yield 200%. We've all heard news stories about products that cause cancer, birth defects, or other health problems. Well, many people who have used Miracle-2 products have stated that they have literally washed their problems away. The folks from Miracle-2 don't have to make these claims. Their customers do it for them. Try Miracle-2, and you just might find yourself working miracles in your home. Call the Power Hour order line, 877-485-3838. Place your order today and start having miracles in your life. Call 877-485-3838. Miracle-2 isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. All right, Marie, Wyatt, Jeff, Arnold, Umar, in Michigan, and others, your calls are coming up right now. And later in the next hour, I've got The guest coming on, he thinks cameras in all the classrooms are just great. It's for the children. Let's go ahead and talk to Marie in Utah. Montana, excuse me. You're on the air. Go ahead.
How are you today?
I'm doing okay. Good to be back.
First, I'm glad you're back, too. First of all, I want to say how sorry I am for that lady. That hurt terribly to hear her cry so much and other people's pain. But I wanted to discuss this police state, like here in Butte, Montana. We have a new twist for you. The patrolmen put on codes on their motor vehicle. And I got a code 1 on the bottom of mine, but I didn't know that. Well, I got picked up on the highway 30 miles out of here. And the cop came with his gun drawn to my car.
Yeah, they tried that in Texas. If you've ever been involved in Second Amendment groups, land rights groups, just mainstream decent organizations, they tried to have a code because they decide that you're more dangerous. Is that the loving code system you have? Why don't you just wear a yellow star? So what did he do to you? What did he say with his gun drawn to you?
Well, he said, he says, you have to get out of your car and come in my car. He says, because the vehicle's stolen. And I said, no, it's not. And he said, get your registration. So I got in his car.
You got in his car with him. This is the new freedom. The mm-hmm. goons put you in their car with them.
Uh-huh. And he looked at my registration and said, this is phony. You made this up. This is a copy. You made this all up. And I said, no, I didn't. I said, that is the registration. He said, this car is stolen. I'll call it in. Well, he must have been in contact with the dispatcher. So he's writing down all this information, and I said, I'm going to tell you something. You guys can highway everybody else, but you're not going to highway me. I said, you have 15 minutes to keep me in this car, and you only got about 6 more minutes left.
Did you say I'm under arrest?
As I told him, I said, in 15 minutes, you better arrest me. Don't sit here and talk to me. Arrest me for stealing my
car. Yeah,
just
trying to get some dirt on you. They've got you in some code booklet or something. So it's like the mayor of Philadelphia has done nothing, and there's all these bugs with the FBI listening to him. Because Philadelphia is about to throw out the Patriot Act. They're spying on our mayors, folks.
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah, we're living in a cesspool. Look, they got the Soviet system set up. They just don't have the will to go ahead and jump to the next level. And when they do, it's going to be what Alexander Solzhenitsyn talked about.
So his time was up, and I said, you can arrest me. And he said, well, I got some more paperwork. And I said, your time's up. You either arrest me or I'm getting out of the car. And he put his hand on his gun again, and I said, what are you going to do, shoot me? And I said, you can only kill me once, and I can only die once. I said, shoot me or arrest me. Take your choice. My car's not stolen. You haven't heard the rest of it.
So he didn't arrest you, didn't do that. He just threatened you with a gun. Please continue.
Uh-huh. I just got out of the car and started walking towards mine, and I was shaking. I tried not to show him I was, but
I was.
What did
he do? What did he do?
He let me go.
See? Color of law, and you stood up, and what if we all did that? They'd have no power overnight. By the way, don't tell me it's law and order. The more law and order we get, the more crime we get, the more presence we get, the more cess we get, the more our children turn into drug addicts. You people are wrecking our society. You've got planned booklets on how to do it, and just because you're compartmentalized and don't know it doesn't mean it's not true. We're the experts. We've studied this. We love America. We're real Americans. We're tired of the borders being wide open while you treat women on the side of the road like trash. So what do you do when you drove off?
He let me go, but I drove directly from there to the motor vehicles, and I told a lady I want another copy, and I asked her what that code 1 was. She got the supervisor, and she came out there. I happened to know her, and she said that's a code they use to pick up people. She says every motor registration has these codes on them. And
so it's an arrest code.
Uh-huh. And so I went straight there to the Highway Patrol office, and I want to talk to the captain. I was wild. And I went in there and I told him, your cops have harassed me twice.
Tell you what, stay there. I want to hear more about this. Second hour, only 70 seconds away. Infowars.com.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick.